阿门。
哈利路亚，奉主圣名开始我们今天的早祷啊早祷会。
In the name of Jesus, let us begin our morning prayer.
我们一起起立唱诗63首。
Let us rise and sing hymn 63.
Okay, 在我们祷告以前我们一起来看一段经节。
Before we pray, let us turn to our verse.
我们请翻到诗篇的第十七篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 17.
诗篇第十七篇。
Psalm 17.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇的第十七篇第一节。
Psalm 17, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神啊，求你听闻公义，侧耳听我的呼吁。求你留心听我这不属于诡诈嘴唇的祈祷。第二节。
2.
愿我的盼语从你面前发出，愿你的眼睛观看公正。第三节。
3.
你已经试验我的心，你在夜间检查我，你熬炼我却找不着什么，我立志叫我的口中没有过失。第四节。
4.
论到人的行为，我借着你嘴唇的言语自己谨守，不行强暴人的道路。第五。
5.
我的脚踏定了你的路径，我的两脚未曾滑跌。第六。
6.
神啊，我曾求告你，因为你必应允我，求你向我侧耳听我的言语。阿们。这一段是诗篇当中大卫的祷告。
This passage pertains to a Psalm of David, which is a prayer.
圣经当中说大卫是合神心意的人。
The Bible says David was a man according to God's own heart.
他的祷告，他的祈求，时常蒙主所垂听。
His prayers and petitions are always reached the presence of God.
所以大卫的一生基本上是一个成功的人生。
Fundamentally, David led a successful life.
他跟神的关系非常密切。
And his relationship with God was very close.
他的生命当中有神的引导。
He saw God's guidance in his life.
大卫常常祷告。
David prayed often.
并且他的祷告非常的有效。
Moreover, he prayed so efficiently.
大卫向神呼应。
David cried out to God.
神总是回应他的祈求。
And God all answered his petition.
所以有时候我们很羡慕大卫的祷告。
So sometimes we admire his prayer.
希望说我们的祷告能够像大卫一样。
And we have the hope that our prayers can be just like his.
能够被主所垂听。
So that our prayers can be heard by God.
希望我们的祈求像大卫一样。
We hope that our petitions can be just like David's.
能够时常得到主的回应。
Often reaching the presence of God.
那我们就要来看一看大卫的祷告到底有什么特点。
So to this end, let us see how David's prayer is different from ours.
能够使他的祷告非常的有功效。
Let us see how David's prayer was so efficient.
如同在这里第六节所说的。
Just like verse 6 mentions here.
说我求告你，你必应允我。
I have called upon you and you will hear me.
我们都希望自己的祷告能够蒙神的应允。
All of us desire that our prayers can be heard by God.
那我们就来跟大卫的祷告做一个比较啊。
So let us compare our prayers with that of David.
看大卫的祷告到底特点在哪里。
Let us see what are the distinguishing factors in David's prayer.
我们看回来第一节啊。
Let us return to verse 1.
第一节说，求你留心听我，这不出于诡诈嘴唇的祈祷。
Attend to my cry, give ear to my prayer, which is not from deceitful lips.
在这里第一个告诉我们说，大卫的祷告是不出于诡诈的嘴唇。
We are told firstly that David's prayer does not come from deceit.
在这里说到祷告的时候。
So when we pray,
这个祷告的人，祷告的嘴非常的重要啊。
And the lips of the person who prays actually matter a lot.
并不是讲说在祷告的时候不可以骗人啊。
This doesn't mean that when we pray in that instant we cannot lie.
这里讲说诡诈的嘴唇不是在祷告的时候哦。
The deceitful lips do not refer to the duration of the prayer.
你跪下来啊，神啊，我来骗骗你啊，没有人这样子祷告啊。
Nobody will kneel down and say, God, let me try to deceive you.
所以 诡诈的嘴唇是从哪里来的？
Where do the deceitful lips come from?
是我们在日常生活当中说话的一种态度啊。
They refer to the attitude we have in our daily lives.
那一个人如果平常生活里面不懂得谨慎自己的言语，
If in a daily manner we do not take heed of our words.
一个人如果在日常生活里面说话随便，
In our daily lives we speak too casually and brashly.
一个人如果在日常生活里面喜欢骗人，
If we like to deceive and lie.
那这就是一个诡诈的嘴唇啊。
Then these are the lips of deceit.
这样诡诈嘴唇的人，
If people have a deceitful lips like this,
来到神面前，看起来再虔诚的祷告都没有用啊。
They choose to come before God, no matter how pious the prayer may appear, it is not useful.
所以在雅各书里面，雅各长老告诉我们
，Therefore in the book of James, Elder James tells us,
他说啊，一口水井啊。
If we have a well of water,
又出好水又出坏水，这是不正常的。
But it gives forth a good water and bad water, then something is wrong.
那就像一个人的嘴啊。
This is similar to our speech, our mouth.
又称赞神又咒骂人，这也是不正常的。
At the same tongue, we curse men, but we also praise God. This is not normal.
所以在这里大卫教导我们的第一件事情。
So this is the first thing that we can learn from David's prayer.
就是你祷告有没有功效？
As to whether our prayer has effect or not.
不是在祷告的那二十分钟当中决定的。
This is not determined by the 20 minutes perhaps that we kneel down and pray.
你的祷告神垂不垂听？
Whether God listens to your prayer or not.
在你每天的生活当中就已经决定了。
Resides on how you lead your life on a daily basis.
我们来看一下箴言的第二十八章哦。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 28.
箴言第二十八章。
Proverbs chapter 28.
箴言二十八章的第九节。
Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
在这里说，转耳不听律法的，他的祷告也为可憎哦。在这里啊，圣经告诉我们啊。
So this is what the Bible tells us.
他说啊，你今天看起来祷告很虔诚。
So you seem very God-fearing and pious when you pray.
你禁食哭泣的祷告。
You fast and pray in tears.
但是如果你站起来活出一个没有律法的人生。
However, if you rise up from your prayer and live lawlessly.
生活当中充满罪恶。
If your life is filled with sin.
不脱离过去的黑暗。
And if you do not depart from the darkness of the past.
一样活在恶毒的啊，一样活的非跟人一样活在一个罪恶的生活里，
but just remain in a sinful life.
结果一跑到教会又突然变得很虔诚。
But when you come back to church, suddenly you are transformed into a very zealous, God-fearing person.
说这样子的人呐、他的祷告是不蒙垂听的。
If so, such prayer and such people would not be heard.
所以大卫说这样的人叫做诡诈的嘴唇。
David says that these people have deceitful lips.
说这样子的嘴唇的祷告神不垂听。
And this kind of prayer with this deceitful lips shall not be heard.
所以在大卫在这里告诉我们说，一个人祷告要蒙神应允
So David tells us that our prayers are meant to be heard by God.
是从他每天生活的细节当中决定的。
The details of our daily lives are actually critical.
是从他每天跟别人的互动当中决定的。
It is decided by our interactions with others on a daily basis.
所以在这里大卫说，这个祷告是不出于诡诈的嘴唇。
David says that his prayer comes not from deceitful lips.
因为他的生活与他的祷告与他的信仰有一致性，有连贯性。
For David's case, his life, his thoughts, and his prayer and words are unified.
所以我们不要只有在教会里面虔诚。
So let us not be God-fearing only in the church.
结果一离开教会就变了一个人。
But when we leave the church, we are completely transformed.
来到教会如同绵羊。
We come to the church like a peaceful sheep.
一回到家里就变成大野狼。
But at home we are fierce wolves.
他说这样子的人他的祷告不蒙垂听。
If we behave in such way, our prayers will not be heard.
因为这是诡诈的人生。
For this is a deceitful lifestyle.
所以在使徒行传里面讲到教会大发展。
Acts talk about the prosperity and development of the church.
我们来看一下使徒行传。
Let us turn to Acts.
我们看使徒行传的第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章
Acts chapter 2
第四十六节
Verse 46
使徒行传的第二章的四十六节
Acts chapter 2 verse 46
在这里说他们天天同心合意恒切的在殿里且在家中拨饼存着欢喜诚实的心用饭四十七
47
赞美神得众民的喜爱 主将得救的人天天加给他们。好，那这里讲到教会发展。
Here we are told that the church prospers.
圣工兴旺。
And the holy work also was developed.
慕道者一群一群的进来。
The true seeker came in droves.
那为什么会这样子呢？
Why did this happen?
啊，这里特别讲到说他们在殿里且在家中擘饼啊。
It says here they broke the bread both in the temple and in their homes.
啊，在这里特别讲到两个地点哦。
The two locations here actually matter.
啊，一个是公开场合在殿中。
Firstly, we have the temple a public place.
另外一个是私下生活在家里。
The other the house is a private living quarters.
啊，但是不管是在哪个地方。
But no matter where.
他们的行为、举止、心思、意念、信仰、纯正都是一样的。
The believers held themselves outrightly both in speech, in action, and in thought.
因为因此蒙神喜悦得众民的喜爱。
And as such, they gained the favor of God and the favor of their fellow man.
然后神将得救的人天天加给他们。
So God added to them the number of souls that were saved.
哦，所以我们今天也要一样。
Today we must do likewise.
要蒙神喜爱，也要蒙众人的喜爱。
We must find the favor of men and of God.
神就将天上的恩天天加给你啊。
God will then add to you heavenly grace day by day.
哦，所以祷告不要怀着诡诈。
Therefore, when we pray, let us not harbor deceit.
那、啊、我们看回来诗篇的第十七篇。
Let us return to Psalm 17.
第二节。
Verse 2.
那、啊、第二节说：愿我的盼语从你面前发出，愿你的眼观看。公正哈，那这里讲到祷告的第二个要求
，This is the second requirement in our prayer，
就是我们祷告的内容啊。
It has to do with the content of our prayer。
我们祷告的内容要在神眼里看为是公正的。
Our prayer needs to be right in the eyes of God。
我们的盼语能够放在神的面前为他所认同。
Our invocation needs to be upheld by God and stand in His presence。
所以今天祷告的内容也会直接影响到我们祷告的果效。
Therefore, the content of our prayers also influences the outcome of our prayers。
我们祷告到底是为了什么
？Why do we pray？
我们祈求的目的又在哪里
？What do we pray for？ What do we seek to gain？
啊，会直接影响到我们祷告的果效。
These things influence the outcome and effect of our prayers。
而不是说不可以为自己祈求。
Not to say that we cannot as for ourselves.
你有需要你可以向神祈求。
If you have a need, bring it forth to God.
你有软弱求神加添力量。
If you have any weaknesses, may God add to your strength.
这些都是可以求的。
These are all things permissible to us to ask for.
除了为自己所求以外呢
?But aside from pleading for our own selves,
我们祷告当中到底在祷告什么内容
?What is it that we pray for really?
有的圣经里面讲很多很多古圣徒的祷告。
In the Bible, we see the prayers of the saints of old.
我们会发觉说他们祷告除了为自己。
And we discover that besides praying for themselves,
常常是为其他的人。
Oftentimes they actually pray for others.
不只是为了其他的人。
Not only for other people.
他们祷告当中常常为神的家、神的殿来祷告。
They pray for matters and affairs concerning God's house and God's temple.
哦，所以在尼希米记的第一章啊
，In Nehemiah chapter one,
讲到尼希米的祷告哦。
We are presented with Nehemiah's prayer.
你看尼希米祷告第一个祷告什么
？See how Nehemiah started his prayer.
神啊，你的殿为何荒凉？
Lord, why is your temple desolate?
你的城为何被火焚烧
？Why is your city burning with flames?
你的百姓为何四散无助
？Why are your people scattered and hopeless?
所以他第一个祷告是为神家的兴旺来祷告。
So we see that firstly, he cares about the prosperity of God's house.
第二个祷告是主啊，就是我，因为我做的不好。
And、secondly, he's concerned with his own sin and his own faults.
因为我不够好，所以神的家不好，神的家荒凉啊。
Because I am in lack and I have not done what I should. The house of God is desolate.
所以第一为神家祷告。
So firstly, he prayed for the house of God.
第二自我检讨反省自己。
Secondly, he reflected upon his lack.
然后求主赦免罪孽。
Condition, asking the Lord to forgive his iniquity.
很多时候我们的祷告都停留在主啊，给我这个，我要那个。
Many times our prayers only reach the extent of asking the Lord for this or for that.
所以不断的跟神要啊要啊要啊。
We constantly plead to obtain something from God.
却很少去想想主啊你要我做什么
But rarely do we think nor ask the Lord what do you want me to do、Lord?
你要我为你的殿祷告什么
Why would you like me to pray for the sake of your temple、
哦、所以在这里大卫说我的祷告的盼语是在你的面前的
David says my vindication is in your presence
我的祈求在你眼中是公正的
My petition is upright in your eyes
我的祷告是蒙你喜悦的
My prayer has gained your favor
因为我的祈求是以神的心为心、啊、
For what I pray is according to God's heart、
哦、所以让我们在祷告当中不要再只顾念自己的事情
When we pray, let us not only care about our own issues
为教会
Let us pray for the church.
为圣工。
Let us pray for holy work.
为传道工人。
Let us pray for the ministers and workers.
来代祷。
Let us pray for them.
这是祷告的第二个要求。
This is the second requirement in our prayers.
我们看回来十七章的第三节。
Let us return to chapter 17, verse 3.
诗篇的十七篇第三节。
Psalm 17, verse 3.
第三节说，你已经试验我的心，你在夜间检查我。你熬炼我却找不到什么，我立志叫我的口中没有过失。好，他在这里讲到第三个哦。
Here we have the third point.
他说第三个就是大卫在神面前常保着清洁的良心。
We see that David preserved a holy and contaminated heart before God.
所以他能够很安然的在神面前祷告祈求。
So with a clear conscience, he was able to plead and pray before God.
那有时候我们祷告啊，常常停留在主啊，求你赦免我的罪。
Sometimes our prayers are simply say, "May you, Lord, forgive my sins."
啊，有没有错？其实是没有错的。
It is wrong. It is not wrong.
啊，但是今年求赦罪。
But this year we plead for forgiveness.
明年也是求赦罪。
Next year we also plead for the same forgiveness.
在十年之后，你还是在求赦罪。
A decade later, we are still stuck at asking for forgiveness.
好像信仰一直没有成长，一直没有进步。
As our faith did not progress.
所以永远停留在主你赦免我，主你赦免我的阶段。
So we are stuck at the level asking God to forgive us.
啊，如果有一天当我们能够超越这个阶段
，If one day we can overpass the stage.
从主啊，你赦免我。
From the stage of Lord, forgive me.
进入到主啊，你已经看到我的心。
Entering into the stage of Lord, you know my heart.
哦，我。在你面前没有可以遮掩的过错。
And before you, I have no sins that I must hide.
你熬炼我，你找不着什么。
You have tried me and found nothing.
啊，我相信在那个时候，我们的祷告的结果是不一样的。
I do believe that when we pray, when this happens, our prayers will be completely different.
哦，所以我们要立下一个心志啊。
So let us strike a determination.
哦，不要每一年 NATS 只是回来求神赦免，我又搞砸了。
Let it not be that at the start of each NATS each year, we ask God, I messed up again, please forgive me.
今年祷告主啊，你赦免我，我今年做得很不好。
This year we pray, dear Lord, I have not I've been good this year. Please forgive me.
但是祷告当中，主啊，求你帮助给我力量。
But also, let us say, may you Lord strengthen me.
我立志活出一个好的一年。
For I have set determination to live a year in holiness.
有敬虔的日子。
With a fear of God.
努力追求信仰。
Pursuing faith with with the best of my efforts.
让我明年回来不要只是主啊，你赦免我啊。
May you Lord allow it so that next year when I come back, I do not have to say again, Lord, forgive me.
明年回来，主啊，感谢你引领我一年。
Next year, I shall say, thank you, Lord, for guiding me this past year.
靠着你圣灵的力量，使我能够坚定你的信仰。
With the power of the Holy Spirit, I have affirmed my faith.
然后祷告主啊，求你继续赐给我力量。
And then we shall pray, may you, God, continue to strengthen me.
让我一年能够比一年更好。
So that year upon year, I can improve.
哦，这个叫做进步啊。
This is improvement.
所以像大卫在这里所说的。
Just like David said here.
你试验我的心，你找不到什么。
You have tried my heart and found nothing.
他说你在夜间检查我。
In the night, you have tested me.
为什么要特别讲在夜间检查呢？
Why is it that it says that it's in the night that the Lord visited him?
因为夜间是没有人看到的时候。
The night is a time when no one knows, no one sees.
当你身旁很多人啊。
When next to you are many people.
那当你人在教会当中哦。
When you are surrounded by brothers and sisters.
有这么多的眼睛在看你。
With so many set of eyes looking at you.
要犯罪不容易啊。
To sin is actually a challenge.
对不对？多少也要注意一下形象啊。
Right, more or less you care about your reputation.
来到教会，哇，大家都哈利路亚，感谢主啊。
So everyone here at church is hallelujah, praise the Lord.
又温柔又虔诚。
Everyone is gentle and meek.
在夜间呢？
How about at night?
当你在家里
When you are at home.
当你只有自己在一个人
When you are by yourself.
当你在公司
When you are at your workplace.
当你身旁没有其他的信徒
When next to you there are no believers.
当没有人用信仰的目光看着你
When no one assesses you with the glasses of faith.
请问你在夜间仍然能够坦然地面对主吗？
And let me ask you, can you face the Lord with the same heart at night?
如果你可以
If the answer is yes.
你的祷告就能够上达神的面前。
Then your prayer can reach the presence of God.
所以大卫在这里说，你检查我，不论是在人前，在背后，我都能够安然见你。
So here David says, be it in front of others or being in your presence alone, I can see you in peace.
所以大卫的祷告有功效。
Therefore David's prayer worked.
而在这里大卫特别讲，我立志啊。
David said here, I have set a purpose myself.
哦，所以我们不只是求神的帮助哦。
So not only do we seek the help that comes from God,
更要立下一个改变的心志。
Moreover, we need to purpose ourselves to set a new determination.
很多时候我们不小心会把责任都推到神的身上。
Many times inadvertently, we cast the responsibility to God.
啊，我有祷告了。
We say, I have prayed.
啊，可是我没有改变。
But I don't see any change.
哎呀，神的时候还没有到啊。
And we conclude that God's time has not come yet.
啊，很多时候我们把人生的责任、信仰的亏欠归咎在神的身上。
Many times we cast to God the lack in our faith, the imperfections in our lives.
神没有给我力量啊。
God has not given me strength.
神没有让我改变啊。
God didn't make me change.
神没有充满我的内心啊。
God didn't fill my heart.
啊，所以啊，我还得再等等啊。
Therefore, I need to wait patiently.
啊，但是你看。这次大卫不是这样啊。
But look at David, he did not think in this way.
大卫不但是祷告求神给他力量。
He said not only he prayed for strength coming from God.
他更立下心志，强迫自己去改变。
But he set a determination and forced himself to change.
所以两样都要有。
So the two factors are needed.
你只有立志，没有神的帮助。
If you set a determination but do not have the help of God.
人的力量是很有限的。
Then we know that how limited human power is.
但是你如果只懂得祷告，却不愿意去改变。
However, on the other hand, if we only pray and do not change,
不立志、不牺牲、不流汗流泪，
if we do not sacrifice ourselves, make an effort to change,
这种祷告是虚伪的，
then these prayers are fake.
哦，所以这两样都要有。
The two things are actually necessary.
人要善尽本分。
We need to do the best, do the best of our responsibility.
然后祷告祈求圣灵力量的浇灌。
And we need to also pray for the pouring down of the Holy Spirit.
所以大卫说，我立志。叫我口中没有过失。
David said, I have purpose for my mouth to be blameless.
哦，各位弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们又一年的来到 NATS。
We have come to NATS one more year.
请问你今年打算立下什么心志呢
？Let me ask you, what is your determination this year?
大卫立志过着一个敬虔爱主的生活。
David determined to lead a life of holiness and of fear of the Lord.
我们呢？
How about us?
我们打算为主立下什么样的心志
？What do we set ourselves to do for God？
我们看回来诗篇的十七篇
，Let us return to Psalm 17，
第四节
，Verse 4。
诗篇的十七篇第四节
，Psalm 17 Verse 4。
而在这里说，论到人的行为，我借着你嘴唇的言语，自己谨守不行强暴人的道路啊。那这里大卫讲到。祷告蒙应允的第四个要求啊。
This is the fourth condition for one's prayer to be heard according to David's Psalm.
他说论到人的行为啊。
Concerning the works of men.
这个人是谁？
Who are these men?
人就是你身旁的人啊。
These men are the people who's around you.
社会的观念。
And it is the concept that society has.
朋友的影响。
It is the bad influence of friends.
这就是人的行为啊。
These are the works of men.
他说论到人的行为啊。
He says concerning the works of men.
他说我自己谨守啊。
I have kept myself away from them.
虽然环境一直试图影响你
，although the environment presses against you in a negative way.
虽然世界道德观一直下降
，although the morality of this world is more and more corrupted.
虽然你的朋友一直告诉你说不要这么认真，信仰没那么重要
，although friends tell you why do you put so much effort into your faith?
然后有没有朋友跟你讲说你很有毛病？
Do your friends tell you that there's something wrong with you?
赚钱都来不及了，还去教会？
So you're so poor and you still go to church that much.
啊，有一个信徒告诉我啊。
There was a member that came to me and
他说他的同事都叫他傻瓜。
That his nickname at work was the foolish one.
啊，为什么？
Why?
啊，因为啊，他们都是礼拜都是一个礼拜做七天啊。
Because they work 7 days a week.
啊，只有他礼拜六不去工作啊。
Our member was the only one who skipped work on Saturday.
哦，所以他的同事就问他啦。
So his coworkers asked him.
他说啊，你礼拜六为什么？不啦，礼拜六加班钱比较多哎。
Well, you know that Saturday there's a extra pay. Why don't you come?
他说啊，我要去教会啊。
A brother said, "Well, I'll go to church."
啊，那个姐妹啊，他说那个同事就问我们的姐妹啊。
Excuse me, the sister said, "I go to work." So her coworkers asked her.
啊，你去教会有没有发钱呢
？So you go to church, they give you money there, right?
有的人啊，就是满脑子钱啊。
Some people can only think in dollar signs.
啊，结果我们姐妹说没有啊，没有发钱啊。
Our sister, no, of course not. They don't give me any money there.
哦，不但没有发钱，还要奉献哦。
Not only that, but I actually give offering, I give tithe.
哦，所以他的同事都笑他傻瓜。 瓜。
So her coworkers decided to call her dummy.
辛辛苦苦赚钱还拿去教会奉献。
So you hoard money, you just wasted on church offerings.、
但是我们姐妹笑一笑啊。
But our sister just smiled very kindly.
这就是什么人的行为，人的言语啊。
These are the works of men, the words of men.、
我们姐妹笑一笑说啊，没有关系啊，她不懂啊。
Our sister smiled because she knew that they couldn't understand.
很可怜，不懂的价值，不懂的追求啊。
But unfortunately, these people didn't know what was truly valuable.、
那个姐妹说，我知道我所做的是什么就好了。
But the sister said, I know what I'm doing and that is good enough.、
所以在这里说啊，论到人的行为哦。
Concerning the works of men.
你身旁今天很多人会试图影响你。
Many people will try to influence you.
改变你的价值观。
Will try to change your value system.
或者是污蔑你污蔑你追求的意义
or try to cover the true purpose of your pursuit
告诉你说这些不重要
telling you that what you treasure is actually unimportant
但是大卫说
but David says
论到人的行为
concerning the works of men
论到人想要给我的影响
concerning the influence that people try to cast upon me
他说我借着你嘴唇的言语自己谨守啊
by the words of your lips I have guarded myself
所以我们今天信仰要坚立
so we need to stand firm in our faith
我们今天祷告要蒙垂听
Our prayers need to be heard by God.
要从自己信仰的坚定做起。
And to that end, we need to start from the affirmation.
世界不断的在改变。
The world is constant change.
道德不断的在堕落。
Morality is constantly going down.
但是你跟我，我们知道自己是谁。
But both you and I know who we are.
因为我们最后审判的标准不是世界上的法律。
Because in the end, the standard of judgment are not the laws of the world.
而是圣经的教导。
But rather the teachings of the Bible.
我们最后得到的价值不是世界上的好处。
In the end, the value that will be assessed and given is not from this world,
而是天上永恒的荣耀。
But rather, it is everlasting glory from heaven.
所以论到人的行为
，concerning the works of man, then,
我不受影响
，I'm not influenced.
我不被改变
，I'm not shaken nor changed.
我要自己谨守
，But rather, I shall keep myself.
但是这里说要谨守。
Here we are told that we should guard or keep ourselves.
要靠着你嘴唇的言语啊。
By the word of your lips.
所以一个人在道理上能够谨守。
So if whether a person can stand firm in the word.
决定于他对神话语的认识。
Is a determining factor of the knowledge of God.
所以圣经是指引我们人生的脚步。
The Bible guides our steps in our lives.
所以我们要对神嘴唇的言语有认识。
Therefore we need to be well acquainted with the word of God.
才能够成为自己谨守的标准。
So that we can have this.The standard of the guard we must hold on ourselves.
所以这是大卫祷告蒙垂听有功效的原因。
These are the reasons for which David's prayers were heard.
没有诡诈的人生。
He did not lead a lifestyle of deceit.
满足神心意的要求。
But rather satisfy the desires and needs of God.
接受考验的心智。
He had the heart of receiving a trial and a test.
自我要求的谨守。
Require himself to make the effort to keep himself.
使得他在神面前
so that standing before God,
不论是身心灵以及他的言语都能够蒙主所喜悦
be it in spirit, in mind, or in soul, he was able to find the favor of God.
使得他的祷告能够上达神的面前
allowing his prayer to reach the presence of God in heaven.
一祷告神垂听
he prayed and God heard him.
祈求神回应
he asked and God replied.
我们也希望能够有一样的人生
and we hope that the same thing happens to us in our lives.
让我们在这次祷告里面好好回想自己的生活
in this prayer, let us think about the lives we have led.
从去年的 NATS 到今年
let us think about the things that happened between last year and ATS to present day.
我谨守了吗?
Have I kept myself in the truth?
我在神面前正直了吗?
Am I righteous and upright in God's eyes?
我存了什么样的心智?
What sort of determination do I have?
我为何如何的谨守?
And why do I keep myself in this manner?
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let us come forward to pray.